Since 1969 to 2023, would you say technology's jumped pretty fucking much?
Pretty got a lot, yes.
Then how come we've never been back to the moon?
Another struggle, another obstacle, another problem.
Ain't no telling where I'm about to go. Ain't no telling what I'm about to do. But I don't need you telling me what I need to do or who I need to be. Just let me be free.
So I went over to Mr. Phil's. I sat down, we smoked, and we had a conversation. We had a good time, and we got really fucking high. Because that's what we do when we go to Phil's. We get high and we talk. We just see what the fuck happens. So, enjoy. But first, well, not first, after, or you can do it before you do it. Well, who knows? You can stop it right now if you want. But you don't have to. You can do it after. But share and subscribe, man. Hit that subscribe button, that follow button. Hit that subscribe button so you always get notified when we drop new shit. Fuck yeah, fuck yeah. So, enjoy. Deuces. I don't know what I was watching the other day. You know, Hochul was on, I was switching to channels.
And you wanted to punch the TV?
And I did. I truly did. I'm like, shut up, you dumb bitch. Shut up. And I couldn't get away from it fast enough.
With a big chiclet front teeth. I hate that bitch, dude. She's signing all these new bills, man. And, like, just there's so much more important shit we should be worried about. Like that $1.7 trillion bill that they passed a couple weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about?
No, explain it.
So Congress, you know, they passed that $1.7 trillion.
I heard nothing about it. I don't.
Well, yeah, you should see what's in some. Okay, last year, you know how people with kids get a child tax credit?
Yep.
Well, last year they raised it, and they made it where every one of your kids, not just two. Before the pandemic, only two kids would get that child tax credit. Okay. Even if you had five, only two. Last year, all your kids could get it. Okay. And they raised it from $2,000 to like $3,000 or something like that.
That's a hell of a check.
Yeah. And, well, that was in the bill to do again, and they threw it out in order to pass it. But you want to know what else is in the fucking bill? $3 million for a fucking Michelle Obama trail in Georgia. A trail.
In Georgia?
Yeah.
Not in New York State. Oh, that was Congress. Sorry.
No, this is Congress. This is the government. A $3 million bill for that. And then they have another millions dollar bill for a new LGBTQ museum. And then they have another one where they're going to build a house to help for battered trans people. Yeah.
A whole, like, what's that, less than 1%
of the... Like a shelter, you know, like a shelter.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're saying. But, yeah. I mean, there's less than 1% of the population.
In California, that's going up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I did hear about that.
That's just insane to me. It's
it is.
Okay, there's so much shit we need. It's like, let's take money out of families that have kids and let's build a trail. Let's tear down some trees. You know, we're trying to save the environment, but let's cut down these trees and throw in some blacktop there and fucking, you know what I mean? Get these diesel trucks in here working and... You fucking hypocrites.
And they're going to be electric trucks, I thought.
Not yet. You see, they do came out with some plane, a jet.
Mm.
Get you to Sydney, Australia, to L.A. in 8 hours with zero emissions. That's quicker. It's usually a 15-hour flight. You see.
What are they using for propulsion?
I don't know what the fuck they're doing. I don't know, because it says zero admission, so zero means zero.
Mm-hmm.
You would think maybe take off using fucking gas.
No, take off, they have the electric engine to run it. But what's giving them the propulsion in the air? to me, you know, moving them forward.
Who fucking knows?
If it's zero emissions, I mean, you can't burn electricity. The electricity isn't,
What is it? Is it, hydrogen? Haven't they been working with some hydrogen type shit or something like that? Hydrogen power?
That very well could be. Very well could be.
Fucking Kiana, she's a punk motherfucker, dude. She always comes up and grabs me right here. The love handle things. And goes, she says somewhere, I don't know what the fuck. She goes, so then I chased her down the other day and got her down on the floor and I was going to do it back. She comes right up. Wham! Fucking kicked me right in my fucking face, dude. Right here in my fucking lip, bro. I was fucking pissed. I'm like, why would you fucking do that? For what? And then look at.
Those are all hers?
Stashed in my son's dresser upstairs.
Which one?
Caleb. She stashed them in his dresser. To try to, like... I don't know what the fuck.
Are they empty?
I think so. I don't really want to try to smoke them. I haven't had any of that shit in me in a long time. Matt tried to take a pull off one on the bottom, lit up. Yeah, it lights up. Yeah, there's a little in there, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, five of the motherfuckers, dude. And look at, know what they do nowadays when these things, these aren't rechargeable, right? These kids found a way. You pop this off, you take the insides out, you take a fucking charging wire, split it, take the wires and you hold them on, tape them on to these two things inside and plug it in and it fucking will charge it.
Huh.
Yeah, my 13, well now 14-year-old daughter knows how to do some kind of jail type shit. That's some shit you do in jail to charge something.
Well... at least they're not cigarettes.
Well, they're the same fucking thing, pretty much, but other metals and shit.
I don't know if I believe that. I don't know if I believe what they're telling you, that there's metal particles and shit in there, because if they're FDA approved, then there absolutely is not.
Well, that's not true, because you look at your deodorant. There's aluminum.
You don't, yeah, but deodorant. You don't inhale that. You don't, you know, that's not taken inside your body.
When you got this, he hates that plastic thing. I don't know why. The last cage he had, he fucking got it out, chewed it to shit, everything. Because he kept, found a way where he could push it and it would kick out from underneath. Well, then we put the little thing on there so he couldn't do it no more. So he got a hold of it and he just tore it the fuck apart. You don't like it. We didn't really do shit for New Year's. I just sat at my mom's house. We bought some of those, two of them bottles of that shit at your work.
That sparkling cider, whatever it was.
Bought some plastic champagne glasses for $3, like 12 of them. Hey,
oh shit, I totally forgot. I worked, went home. I don't even know if I was awake at midnight.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the people at Walmart, they really want to leave early, huh? Or on time.
Wouldn't you?
Walmart.
Well, it just sucks because, you know, Walmart's open till 11.
Yep.
But Walmart's not open till 11. Go there at 10 up and try to go in.
Yeah, they don't have people in.
Yeah. I just wonder if corporate knew that. If they'd be happy about that. Because they already cut their hours from 24 hours to just open the door. You see what people do, though. Stand by the door and wait for the motherfucker someone to come out, and they go.
Oh, I've never saw that.
And what if, you know, they couldn't say nothing. I was just say, hey, my wife's in here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What up, Uncle?
But they, man, they'd shutting down registers and all that shit. Because last night we were there, me and Dennis. And I'm trying to find an aisle, and they're shutting down these ones up. It's not even 11 yet.
Well, they leave a couple open till 11. But the thing is, you know,
nobody likes overtime.
They're not allowed to get overtime.
Well, if you close at 11, you're gonna be there longer than 11.
That's how they're scheduled. They might be scheduled till 11:30 or something. I don't know. Because there's always somebody there.
Well, there's people there at night stocking,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, overnight.
I wish they'd go back to 24 hours, man. There ain't nothing. This pandemic fucked everything up.
Yeah.
There's nothing open 24 hours unless it's a gas station. Who the fuck wants to pay $6 for a gallon of milk? Because that's what them gas stations, they're convenient stores. Yep. So convenient. They're more expensive.
Convenience tax.
Junior, fuck yeah.
That ain't like a regular corner store where you use
stuff. Right. No, those were actually...
Now that I got that rug, man, my apartment's starting to look like an apartment. Next week, next paycheck, I'll get a recliner.
Did Mom show you that pictures?
Yeah.
That he's working on that. I don't know what he's doing to it. I said, I'm going to snap some pictures. I know my uncle will like this.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Look in your car.
What's going on with what?
Kept good, yes.
With anything news-wise. I haven't been paying attention. I really need to start.
They're fighting over House Speaker.
Yeah.
They won't come up with a vote. So what happens then?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. What do you mean House Speaker?
The House Speaker.
Yeah. You know, Nancy's done?
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah, she's done.
That January, she was done. Because the Republicans took over the House.
Oh, yeah.
And right now, they're trying to vote. House Speaker, but nobody's getting the 218.
Democrat. One on each side is running.
No, there's like three of them right now. Oh, three or four of them.
Yeah.
There's that McCartney. There's that fucking whatever. That's a Democrat for. That's what the Democrats keep voting for. Jim Jordan in there, and then that a real short name. You've been seeing him a lot on the news calling out. The other day, he was calling out about immigration. Oh, we don't have a problem with immigration. He kept showing picture after picture. These are dead bodies found. This is all the pictures of people that died of fentanyl overdose. One after another, he was showing, flipping out on Congress. What the fuck's his name? I don't know, but there's four of them. Jim Jordan, he don't want to be it. But everyone says he'd be a good one. The problem is, if he's House Speaker, he can't start up the investigation on anything. So he don't want to be the House Speaker.
Wow. But Pelosi started investigating,
didn't she? No, other people did. Oh, okay. And she
held
the rule. Okay, gotcha. That's what we're doing then, or whatever.
Well, it's good that Pelosi's gone, that fucking cunt.
That brunette from Colorado, the Republican, the young girl, she's always talking shit. She goes, we're taking, this is no longer Pelosi's house, this is going back to the people's house. Pelosi put this in here when she was in there, and now it's gone. It was a metal detector, and it showed a maintenance crew fucking undoing it, putting it on a cart, and wheeling it away.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, this is the House of Congress. We don't need this shit here.
Is it?
People got the right to go in there.
Well, it's just, everybody's got this, they want this sense of security, but it's a false sense of security because the government says they're going to keep you safe, but you never know what the fuck they're going to do.
The government.
You see the one.
Oh. Exactly.
You see that one Pope died?
Yeah.
And you see what they said? Biden is not wanted. He's not invited and not wanted at the funeral.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Even the fucking black girl that comes and talks. Who is she? You know who I'm talking about? That peer or whatever?
Yeah, that bitch.
What's she called? Press secretary?
Oh, the press secretary?
She even said it on one of her things that he wasn't invited.
Hmm.
Good.
Maybe Trump got invited. That's why.
You going to the Pope's funeral, puppy dog?
Probably. Trump got invited for it.
Because I know he was religious.
Yeah. The thing is, everybody is so against Trump because the media and it tells them to, and but there's no reason to be.
There's not. There really isn't. Because
everything that the public knows about Trump has been fabricated.
And like, if you take away his run for presidency, how many people are hanging out with Trump that are now talking shit on Trump?
Fucking the Clintons were hanging out with him for the longest time, weren't they?
A lot of rappers. Jay-Z raps in his song, sipping drinks in poolside at Mar-a-Lago. That's right in one of his songs.
I wasn't sure what time I was coming over, but I definitely wanted to stop by because I haven't been over in a while. Shinehan Botanicals, man. CBD products. They're one of the best on the market you'll find. And if you get them through me, I can get you the cheapest price out there. Because you are not going to find a better price if you get them through me. If you buy 5 tinctures, I can get you each tincture at $40 a bottle. I mean, if you try to find that place anywhere else at that kind of price, you won't. But it's okay. Hit me up at at The Promoting Jester. ThePromotingJester at gmail.com. Send me your orders, send me your questions. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. I mean, we have vapes, we have gummies, we have tinctures, we have roll-ons. Oh, we're having a temporary disruption with the supply chain of the roll-ons, but they will be back soon. But everything else, we have pet tinctures, you know, for your animals, which relieves their pain. I mean, my nubby, I couldn't imagine if he was in pain. When he gets older and starts, you know, feeling, I'm going to get him those pet tinctures because, God damn it, he deserves them. Ha! So, again, that's thepromotingjester@gmail.com for all your orders and all your questions. And we haven't done a podcast in shit 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, they're bashing a lot of people. There's this guy on ESPN called Skip Bayless.
I know him. Oh, I know the name.
White dude. And he made a comment when that Bills player got hurt about what are we going to do? How's this game going to get played? Now all these NFL, those ex-NFL or some are in the NFL or analysis are saying, fuck you, you're a creep, how could you ask such a thing? That making him out to be some fucking asshole. And then they're like, see, this is the shit because you're getting rich off the black man. And someone had to throw that fucking race in there. And he was just asking a question. They serious, okay? That was game 16, right? There's one more game in the regular season. The team that we're playing was Buffalo and Cincinnati. Both of them teams are in the playoffs. Both of them are fighting for a bye. And Buffalo's fighting for home field advantage throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So
he was talking just...
That game is really important when it comes to the NFL. But all these people, football don't matter right now. They're talking all this shit.
Virtue signaling is what that's called.
Well, they're talking all this shit, but yet again, they say week 18 or 17 or 18 is going on as planned. That's what the NFL commissioner. Well, why aren't you saying something to him? Because he's sitting here saying, this coming week, football's going on as planned. Okay, well, we want to know what's going to happen with this game. Because it has something to do. If it was game week 1 or week 2, a lot of people probably wouldn't be working. But it's the last week of the regular season, and both of these teams are fighting.
For position.
And this is how important it is. Right now, Kansas City's in the lead. The only reason why Kansas City's in the lead is Bills didn't finish this game. If Bills would have won, they would have been tied. Bills would have took it because Buffalo beat them this season, in regular season.
Okay.
So Buffalo gets home field advantage throughout the playoffs. This is why it's important. Buffalo's undefeated at home. Buffalo hasn't won on the road.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You see how important that is now?
Yeah, so dude was just pointing out the importance, and the other dudes are virtue signaling other people.
He even came back out. He goes, maybe people misunderstood what I was trying to say. My heart and everything goes, prayers go out to his family. I know right this second football is not important. But I was just saying this game is important because of the football aspects of it, what's going to happen. They're destroying this dude. I haven't even seen him on TV yet since. And he was always on this one show on ESPN every day. And now they have some black dude filling in for him.
I thought he was more of a basketball guy, Skip Bayless.
No, he does all sports. He's, he's done a lot.
Gotcha. I probably mistaken the guy.
For a while, they were making, you know, he was one of the cool guys because he wore Jordans. At work, he'd wear a full suit, but on his feet, he'd have Jordans on, a different pair of Jordans. Oh man, Skip's man, he's cool. He's up to beat, you know what I mean? He's in style. But he asked a question. But it's a truthful question.
I didn't read it. There was something in the paper about. Now, these coaches want to do something. I don't know.
I know there's a lot of people are sitting here. They're going to need counseling and this and that. And I'm sitting here thinking, like,
get the fuck out of here. Come.
Everybody's just weak. Everybody's soft.
That's what it is.
Everybody's just so fucking soft.
The world, the United States used to be that strong.
Yep.
It's the USA.
And now we're soft.
And now it's
this
like.
Is China!
We got the fucking transvestites. So you can't, you know, you got to worry about like this guy's feelings and this girl's feelings. You can't say this, you can't say that because it's so offensive and thus and that.
How did we get here? How the fuck did we get here?
He's a Democrat.
Certain people, well, it was like a puzzle to them.
Yeah.
But no.
Over the years, slowly putting this piece here and this piece here until it started to come together.
Yeah. A guy ran for sheriff, and then he ran for, like,
a seat.
Way up, like a seat, way up.
Yeah, but that doesn't affect kids.
No.
And
the
how
thing
they act.
Is, it was rigged. They did that on fucking purpose. They put them in that position.
Yeah, and then, like, you're asking about the kids, how does it affect the kids? This is what they do. This is how they did it.
Go on.
No kids left behind. It started that. You know what no kids left behind means?
Sure, yeah.
Pass everybody.
That means in school, you will not fail. You automatically, you're moving up to the next grade. Even if you fucking fail every test you took, you're still moving on. You passed. You come in dead last. Didn't win a motherfucking game all year. You hit. You didn't even get a hit all year. But you still get this trophy for participating. So now, in these kids' heads, they think no matter what.
It's a false sentiment type.
They deserve something. No matter what. Even if they fail, they need to get an award somewhere. Well, them kids grew to turn adults and have that mindset. And now they're preaching it onto their kids. And then it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now you got to worry about everyone's feelings because, geez Louise, we can't let him fucking fail. We can't let him get something. And then when they get released in the society, they're like, what do we do? Oh, my God. He said no. They said no. What? They're not handing me money? Yeah. What? Oh, my God. And then all shit.
And the government is more than happy to oblige by sending them money.
Exactly.
Hey, vote for me so we can stay in power.
Listen, are you struggling right now? You need money? Well, I'm thinking about coming up with this bill that anyone in your position will get this much money every month. Oh, really? All right.
Yeah, and you don't have to do anything. Just
let's
sit back, be lazy, get
nothing.
Fat.
You hang out with your friends all day and party and...
Yep.
I don't know.
That's why there ain't no jobs anymore.
No, the reason there's any jobs is
because
everything's getting automated.
No, because of this. It's in their plans. They started way back, little by little.
And slowly getting rid of them all, sending them away. And what's fucked up, they make the United States look like some country. USA, they got all these rights and everything. And the United States are like, yeah. But then they send all their jobs over here so they could get rich, so they could pay kids in another country.
Hey there, Jester family. I want to tell you about a wonderful sponsor we have called 71 Degrees and Cloudy. They have smoking deals on your smoking accessories. They have smell good dab pads, dab rigs, flower rigs, posters, apparel, everything you need to smoke. Fuck yeah. Check them out at 710andcloudy.com. Remember to use the code SWED10 at checkout. Save 10% on your entire order. Now let's get back to the show. Ay-yay-yay.
Oh, goodness.
Woo. Yeah, see, what else bullshit do I got news here that I've been reading? All kinds of shit. Oh, you see, they found the dude that killed all the people in Idaho?
Yeah. I didn't know there was a bunch of people killed in Ohio.
Remember, there was four people. We talked about this before on one of your podcasts.
Yeah.
There was four college kids in a house in the middle of the night. Hold on.
Podcast.
Someone came in the middle of the night and butchered them with a knife while they were sleeping. Some of them weren't asleep because they said one of them fought like hell. They had no idea. Well, they told the public they had no idea. Telling everyone, anyone with any idea, help us, help us. But apparently, they had a suspect all along.
Yep.
Well, the suspect happened to be a criminal major. He has a master's in criminology.
Okay.
And he was going for his doctorate and shit like that. And he went to school. Well, he was like a student teacher because he was going for his doctorate in class for a professor or whatever. 10 miles away from where it happened. And he ended up going back home for the holidays. He lives in Pennsylvania. Well, his dad flew all the way from Pennsylvania to Washington to drive back with him. They even got pulled over twice on the way to PA. Well, then just, what was it, Christmas, New Year's, somewhere right on there?
Yeah,
something. They ran up in the parents' house and fucking arrested them for murder. But they were talking to some of the classmates, and they actually did a piece on these murders in that class, and he sat there the whole time like nothing. And he was the one that fucking did it. And right in the class, they were doing thing because he was criminology.
Yeah.
They're doing a thing on these murders, what they thought happened, why it happened, shit like that.
Did he give forth any information?
Well, no, he was like a student teacher, so he was like, he just sat there. Some of the people said he just kind of sat there and he was real quiet. He didn't really say much on that topic. But he said it's just crazy that you could sit there, go to school, and this and that.
That probably made him happy. You know, everybody talking about his work and nobody knows.
Well, I can see it's not reason for anyone to do something like that. But when they went back in his past, he used to be a little fat, chubby kid. Everyone made fun of him. All the girls denied him and laughed in his face when he tried. And then his senior year in high school, he came back completely fucking different, skinny as a rail, different attitude. He was more bullyish and pushiest towards people. Then he went off to college and shit like that, and then boom.
So he knew these people that he killed?
They said that he didn't know them, but they were kind of like stalking him. He was like following them or some shit, I think.
They were following him or?
No.
He was following them.
He was following them. And what I'm wondering is there was three girls and one dude. But them girls were knockouts. They were fucking, they looked like models.
Okay.
They were super pretty. And I'm just wondering if one time or something, maybe they laughed at him, maybe he tried.
There is that possibility.
You know what I mean?
Are they the same age as him?
They're college kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like higher up in college. But he's a college kid himself. They said it was so bad that from outside down the foundation, you can see blood.
Damn, on the outside. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
People are fucking.
Yeah. And two people were asleep in the downstairs apartment and they didn't get fucked with.
There had to be a reason for that he chose out those people.
Oh, yeah. And they said, the FBI or whoever said, someone said, is he went to school, so I don't know if he was trying to think he could get away with it. But he goes, as much blood as there was in that house, it's damn near impossible to not leave some sort of DNA.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I guess it was like a massacre, dude. Like a brutal fucking...
It's crazy. Dude,
the girls are fucking hot. The two blondes.
I don't like blondes. I'm not a fan of white girls. Oh, shit. Got a message from my landlord or my maintenance guys today. Fucking, hey, heat's going to be out till early evening.
Look at... See down the foundation?
Oh.
Blood running down it.
Damn.
Here's the picture of the girls and the guy that got murdered. There's the two. You've seen that already. Then there's four.
Okay. Those are the four that got killed?
Yeah.
Oh, so they were just roommates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're
all roommates.
See, what it was is you watch some of these TV shows, man. Look at Dexter.
Yeah.
He was the criminal, whatever, forensic person for the.
Blood splatter. Or whatever. Yeah.
And he was the one doing all the motherfucking murders.
But he did it the right way?
I'm going to say the same thing, but there ain't no like right that ain't
but,
right.
So but
he did it the way to not get caught.
Yeah.
But he extinguished people who deserved to be extinguished.
Yeah, he didn't just pick up random person walking down the street.
Yeah.
It was always someone that deserved it.
Yeah. Like a murderer.
Like a vigilante.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I got into watching Diesel Brothers. You ever watch that? On Discovery?
When it first came.
I think so.
And then, nope.
What makes them bullshit?
A lot of these shows are fucking bullshit.
Watch them.
Yeah, but I mean...
Remember that Pimp My Ride?
Yeah.
That West Coast Customs?
Yeah.
That was on TV? Oh, yeah. Pimp My Ride. They used to take them beat the shit cars and make it into something awesome. They did a background thing on that. I was watching it. And that was all fucked up. They said that them cars, they looked on TV like they're all pimped the fuck out, but they're still pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they don't touch the engines.
Some of them did, I think.
Did they?
Yeah, they're supposed to.
Huh.
Yeah.
But they, I mean, some of the things they did, he said I had a door that would open up. He was like, fuck, it stopped working like 2 weeks after I had it. Right. Like some electric that would lift up and display something. And that Pawn Stars?
I know that's fake, so I stopped watching that.
It's not necessarily fake, but it's not real.
Original,
you know?
Yeah.
It's not...
Yep. Authentic.
Yeah.
Authentic.
It's staged. It's not staged. It's staged, but it's not. It's actual people with actual things. Right.
But they were sent there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a TV show.
Like American Roadshow.
But then
or Antiques Roadshow.
Yeah. Or like,
but Antiques Roadshow is a real thing.
Like Jerry Springer and all that.
Yeah.
It's like you get called onto the show. You don't just. It wasn't like, what was it? What is it? The Price is Right. Where you get called out the audience randomly.
I haven't seen Price is Right in years.
It ain't the same with that other dude on there.
Drew Carey?
I don't really like him. He seems like a prick.
Yeah, but, you know, you can't...
I'd rather have the original.
You can't keep Bob Barker forever.
Sure you can. They got holograms and shit.
Good point.
Technology. That's another thing. They hate to jump around on subjects. when I say technology. Since 1969 to 2023, would you say technology's jumped pretty fucking much?
Pretty got a lot, yes.
Then how come we've never been back to the moon?
Huh.
That's them.
That is a good goddamn question. Well,
because they keep on blowing up.
Because here's a...
All those rockets sent up that blow up. That's all fucking billions, trillions of dollars.
Yeah, but
wasted.
You would still think that they would still send people up. You're only going to send someone up there one time to cover just a little bit of fucking space. You ain't going to send more people up there to be like, yo, let's check it out. Or let's go on the other side of the moon.
There has to be...
They're up.
Well,
they're on who Mars. Is it?
Buzz.
Buzz Aldrin.
Aldrin.
Aldrin. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you heard what he was saying?
Tell me.
That it was just on TV the other day. He was saying it right to the camera. He was like, "We were up there, and I was like, hey, Neo, take a look at this." He goes, "You see that out there?" And he goes, "It was a light." And he goes, "It was something. I don't know what it was. And it was moving, like with us." And but he goes, "Well, we weren't gonna like putter over there to see what it was." He goes, "We had a mission to go over the moon. You know, we ain't gonna cancel out the moon to go see what this thing is." But he goes, "It was a light, and it was moving right along with us."
Right.
There has to be something up there.
Never told you.
Because
talk about it either.
Trump started the Space Force. We have heard nothing of that since.
I just heard something of it. What the fuck was it?
Oh, it is,
I shouldn't say Trump. They started...
Oh, hold on. Well, they were moving something over the Space Force, so these people didn't do it no more. Air Force, maybe. It was just out of fucking news.
I don't know.
But did you know that we never, from Earth, we never see the other side of the moon?
Yes, I did. I was aware of that.
Did you know that, Uncle? That we never see, that we see the dark same side of the moon. Side the every time.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Because the way something to do with the way it moves together.
Yeah.
So we only see the...
One side.
Yeah. I always wondered every time you look up, you always see that fucking werewolf looking fucking thing. Well, to me, I see a werewolf.
I've always seen a werewolf as well.
He's sitting there howling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Fucking, I'm glad I'm not the only one that sees that. You can
see. Well, I used to like, one of my favorite movies was Silver Bullet.
That was the first scary movie I ever watched was Silver Bullet.
That was one of my favorites, dude. And it was so real.
Yeah.
Have you seen it lately?
I haven't.
You'd be like, this is the dumbest fucking not real movie ever.
Silver Bullet, Gary Busey.
Yeah. I like him.
Me too.
Extra energy.
Yeah. Gary Busey is definitely extra. But good shit.
Oh, fudgeroni. Rep rotation at DJ moment. I never use this fucking thing. The kids try to fuck with it more, and I tell them, get off it. This is my Christmas present. That's my bitch.
Hey, Siri. Play Convoy, C.W. McCall.
Alexa, don't listen to her. He called you the wrong.
Ignore someone when they speak to me.
Could I speak to her, Phil?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, Miss Alexa. Alexa. Could you play C.W. McCall's Convoy?
I couldn't find that on Amazon Music.
Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Yes, hey Alexa.
Hey Alexa. Play Convoy by C.W. McCall.
Convoy by C.W. McCall on Amazon Music.
Oh, for sure, for sure. I love this song.
I never heard this song.
It was a dark moon on the 6th of June and a Kenworth pulling logs. Can't repeat with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs.
I like it.
You're heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. Said, speak, this is a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer on down. This is some good
kids,
shit.
Kids music right there.
Boy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. We're gonna roll this trucking convoy across the USA. Convoy. By the time we get to Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But there's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Bugs on a bumper, they even had a bear in the air. Says, calling up trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go hunting bear. I love this song, man. This is some good shit.
It'd be better if they'd get rid of this part here, I think.
Yeah.
Convoy, ain't nothing gonna get in our way. Even when Canada was having their big convoy, you never heard this song? Huh.
No, I always thought it was cool as hell to drive a semi or something and be up there. Hey, they were breaking me up now.
They just destroyed a whole town.
They 44 like a rocket slid on rails. Right. Swindle sheets and left them sitting on the scales.
For what?
Lucky the crooked cops.
From the Illinois National Guard, they had armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yelling chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the sky. Exactly.
You want to know what? A lot of times, why you're not going to see big convoys like that?
Because now they're a bunch of pussies.
Every time I go to Erie, on the way there, on the way back, I stop at Tits and Ass. I know it's called
TNA.
Yep. Mom calls it Tits and Ass, so yep. Ever since then I call it Tits and Ass. You go there, and them truck drivers are walking in and out, in and out, in and out. It's fucking convenient for truckers. A lot of them got tiles on their heads, like Indian people, and Haitians,
what it is,
Jamaicans.
It's truck stops of America.
But them guys, they're not going to fucking join some convoy to fight for America. They're not even Americans. Why would they?
Well, a lot of them are. They just practice a different religion. It's not that they're not American.
Well, I don't know, man. You see, they hear them talk. They're like straight from fucking India and shit.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Just like, well, no different than you go down to this corner store.
Speaking out of English.
The Indian dudes.
Yeah, but they're Americans.
Not the main owners. Well, they might be Americans because they're legally.
Yeah, American. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Well, so that's.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying
here.
Not all of them. I'm saying
no, not all of them.
Legally, yeah, they're going to fight because they want what they came here for.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them, I'm saying a lot of them, they're I don't know. I don't think they would have that fucking American hardcore fucking
it's,
fighting cry.
You'd be surprised how more patriotic the average immigrant is than the average American.
I believe that nowadays.
It's 100%.
Because they're coming from a fucked up country, mm-hmm. and the people here don't appreciate what they have because they ain't.
Yeah, because that's all they know is what's here, and they don't. And they're young, and they're fucking stupid. They don't pay attention to anything
Facebook
else.
That's why you see Facebook and shit. You see them videos where you see someone from like China or someone saying, "You guys are fucking stupid for voting for these guys. I'm from." What these people are trying to make it be like. That's why we came here.
Yeah.
You guys say Trump's a bad person.
Well, you know, fucking China, they're young. They don't have a TikTok like we do. They watch science videos. They watch learning videos. They get smart when they're teenagers. Our teenagers, even I didn't want to go to school. I didn't want to fucking learn. Their kids, they want to learn. They want they They come from a society that they want to be smart.
They're of course.
You know, I don't know. I've always sought knowledge. I've always wanted to learn. I've wanted to know shit. My goal has always been I wanted to know everything there is to know, which of course is impossible, but it's a noble goal.
Right.
Just I want to know. I had this book found me a couple days ago while I was at work. It just wound up in my cart, and so I bought it. It's called The Four Agreements. Agreement number one, be steadfast, be 100% with your word, be sincere, just, you know, don't lie, be good with your word.
Right.
Which I am. Agreement number two, never make an assumption, which I do my best. But, you know, always ask. Have the courage to ask. Don't assume. Have the courage to ask. Don't assume. Agreement number two.
Agreement with who?
These are just personal agreements. Oh. Agreement number three is don't take anything personally. Nothing somebody else does is because of you. Nothing. And agreement number four, always do your best. Always do your best. You will live a happy life following those four agreements.
Well, if you shot someone and they died because of you.
Well, you
said nothing someone does.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, nothing somebody else does is because of you.
Well, if I died because you shot me, kind of because you shot me.
Okay, you know, it's a fair point, but to every rule, there is an exception.
See, all he says, exceptions.
Yeah. To every rule, there is an exception. But let me try to think about that. If I shoot you,
the right or wrong one,
you die because of my actions. You would.
That
you
gun
would,
ain't gonna go off.
That gun is not gonna go off by itself. So it would be my actions did affect. See, that's a chain reaction, though. That.
If you fucking went like that and ripped my heart out.
Indiana Jones style. Temple of Doom.
I was thinking some kind of like Kung Fu shit.
Kung Fu, yeah.
Okay, fair
I've
enough.
Seen that done.
What one was it, Uncle? You remember an old fucking Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee? Who gets their head cut off at the end of that? One of them get their head cut off? Chuck Norris or Bruce Lee at the end of the movie? That's how they die or something? I used to watch that when I was a kid.
I never tried
to, like, beg my parents to get into that shit as much as we watched it. Because I used to always fuck around the house. Ooh. Cause he listened. You ever watch Bruce Lee? That motherfucker was nice, dude.
Well, it kind of like what your son does, is what you're saying. I've seen your son do that a lot. Yeah. So I can picture you doing it. Oh, man.
Yeah, as much as I watched, I'm surprised I didn't want to really get into that. I was actually into it and doing it, but something happened. Matter of fact, you want to know what I think happened? My brother told me. Because I asked Kevin, I go, can you imagine if we were still into that to this day? Because I was only like fucking set, like Caleb's age, 7 years old. If I was
you'd be
doing
a master.
It to now,
you'd be a fucking master.
I'd probably be teaching it.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee.
Yeah. But it was ninjutsu. It wasn't jujutsu or anything. It was ninjutsu to become a ninja. And do you know what? You know Melissa's foster sister?
Yeah.
She's a master karate.
Right.
She teaches it at the Y. And I was telling her about it. She goes, you know what that stands for? She goes, that means the art of assassination.
Ninja?
A ninja. Mm-hmm. As you master assassination, how you could be right next to me without even knowing it, and I'm dead.
Yep.
Like, quiet.
Yep.
And shit like that. And I remember when she said that, I got like an instant flashback that he was always teaching us to be on our toes, to stay up on our toes when we're moving and walking.
Yeah.
And I noticed that sometimes I do that through the house, and it's way, like, I can creep up on the kids and they don't even fucking hear me. And the whole time my heels don't touch the fucking floor.
I can be really quiet.
Yeah, that's what it's about. At least I always try to be the as quiet as possible, because I don't know, maybe because I've always been a bigger guy.
I always try to be as quiet as possible because my dad was always trying to watch TV.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I bet you that's why. Because I, yeah, that's why. I, that is exactly why I always try to be quiet. Because my dad was watching TV.
Listen, we had to fucking get down on the floor and crawl when we had to walk past.
Yeah.
You know what?
Because he'd get pissed.
Yeah.
People walking in front of the TV. When he's
my dad would get pissed if we'd walk too hard, bringing in wood. He was a prick growing up. I mean, he would get pissed if we walked too hard bringing in wood.
You ever say shit like that to him now? You know what, Dad? You used to get pissed because we were too loud bringing in wood. What type of shit was that? Just joking with him?
No, because towards, like, my end of my high school, my time living there, I was such an asshole to him. Because he was my stepdad. I'm good. You know, he was my stepdad.
Yeah, I know what the fuck that's like.
Yeah, and just like Tay was to me.
With Kiana, she's...
Yeah.
I don't understand her, though. Kiana, you would think at some times she's 100% my fucking daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Like, blood. The way she messes around and goose off and shit. Dad, look at this. Dad, look at that. Can you get me this? And or just talking. Oh, hey, Dad, look what I drew. And she always comes to me for, like, what is that word? Not acceptance, but like with a picture.
Approval.
Like, what do you think? But then there's times where she's just like...
Dour. Like, that's...
Fucking...
That's just teenage angst. You know, her hormones. She's turning into a woman, you know? She's growing... I couldn't even imagine. Do you remember when you were young and just the shit you thought... You know, that's what's going through her head.
See, when I was young, I was stupid. I didn't think...
So are they.
Exactly.
Our minds, and I say our because, like, every day of my life, I was with the same group of fucking people, pretty much. And what's weird is, still to this day, a couple of them, you'll still see here every day. Like, Dennis and Keith and shit like that. Like, those were kids... We were Caleb's age running around together. Mm.
And I don't have any friends from that age.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, but that'd be nice
all
to
All we
have.
Always wanted to do was run. Run. Fun. Money. We need money for fun. How are we going to do that? Well, let's rob this house. Like a fucking idiot. That's why we would get in trouble back in the day. That's why I went to jail for doing something stupid. I would never do shit like that. And like I even said before... If I hit, like, one of the big lotteries, if I could know I wouldn't get in trouble, go to some places where I could still remember that I didn't get in trouble for, and just be like, here, something happened to you many years ago, and it probably just fucking fucked your life up for a while, and I'm truly sorry about that. Here, boom, and throw them, like, $100,000 or
That'd
something.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice.
You know what I mean? But fuck, I couldn't tell you any of them people if they even live there no more. But because I couldn't understand, I couldn't imagine. I know the feeling, matter of fact. But just imagine you coming home from work and your door's wide open and the pieces of the door or the window or something's kicked in, smashed in because someone just went down. Everything's rumbled through your wife's underwear drawer, you know what I mean? It's like, that's fucked up, and I'm sorry I did that shit.
Yeah, I'm
when I was a kid, I can't take it back.
Yeah, but you know what? You learned.
Hell yeah.
And you know what? Education is never free.
That's why these kids are fucked. Because I know all this little fucking... I just know.
Yeah, you just know.
They come home and tell me something. I'm like, you're lying. No, I'm not. Yeah, you are. No, I'm not. And then something was just popping in my head. Well, this, that, and this, and that. Yeah, I was. And I didn't do, like I would say, I was at the school. I went to the school.
Yeah.
Or your mom called the school. Talked to the principal. They paged you over the speaker. You were not there.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Because they'll be lying because they were somewhere and saying, oh, we were at school with a teacher doing this or that. And you could always tell by when they talk to you, too.
Yeah, yeah.
When they're telling you that,
yeah.
You can just look at them. That ain't on it. That wasn't fucking real. That was not real.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could tell when it is real.
Then yeah, because like, you know their body language. Yeah. You know exactly what it is. Well, but, I guess we got to end this. It's about that time.
Yeah, I gotta go get the car.
So, thank you for joining us for another session, man.
Thank you for coming out. God bless. Good night.
Thank you. Come again. So, be a better version. Be a better version of yourself. Smoke weed every day and just make shit happen.